We're going to be doing once a week. Mitzvah Shem will be Sefer Shmuel. We haven't done that in many years, probably 10 years. Well, Chlorival is that. So it's definitely before outdates any of you. The best way to do it, I always mean, I it's the Olam, especially if we're only doing one Perek a week, is you should look up the Perek in advance. So starting next week, you guys should know Perek Aleph. Shouldn't take long. Shabbos in 15, 20 minutes, you can go through a whole Perek. So this week, we're just going to give Agdomeh, a psiche to say for Shmuel. And the Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll start Perek Aleph. We'll try to do on Mondays. Every Monday, we'll do one, the inyanim of that Perek. So, Hagdomeh to say for Shmuel, the main Hagdomeh to really know is, why is it called Sefer Shmuel, really? Be'etzem, kimat the entire Sefer is about Shaul HaMelech. Right? Shmuel was the Novi, no question. Shmuel was the Novi, spoken about in the Mamish to be the beginning of the Sefer. But pretty much, the duration of this whole Sefer is about Shaul HaMelech. Right? A big, big, major piece of it. And the bigger chiddush is that when you go weiter and say Sefer Shmuel, it's from the few svarim we have where it has an aleph and a beis, which bechlal and novi is not common. We have a couple of svarim like that. We have Malachim, we have Divrei Hayom, and we have some svarim that have a chiluk aleph and a chiluk beis. But the Shmuel beis, mamish has no shaychas. It's a Shmuel aleph. Shmuel beis is about Malchus beis David. Right? Pretty much. It's really nothing to do. At least the first Sefer Shmuel at least starts with Shmuel Anovi, and Lamaisi, he was the one who was Memana Shaul HaMelech. And Shaul HaMelech's reign abutted with David HaMelech, and that's the first Sefer, pretty much the first Sefer. And the second Sefer has nothing to do with Shmuel Anovi. L'chayr is zero to do with Shmuel Anovi, but yet it's called Shmuel Beis. The fact that it's called Shmuel Beis means that there's a connection to Shmuel Aleph. Be'etzem, if I was starting out, I would think that Shmuel Beis would be part of Malachim. Makes sense. Malachim deals with all the kings of Klal Yisrael. But somehow, the Torah HaKadosha put these two together means there's a shaychus between these two svarim. So I'll tell you what, to me, is always that Hagdomeh, the psiche, to say for Shmuel is like this. The Melech has a very interesting mitzvah. Amongst the many mitzvahs HaMelech, there's a unique mitzvah that's negeh to Sefer Torah. The mitzvah that the Melech has is that on top of the regular mitzvah that every Jew has, a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. That's a mitzvah l'doros. Theoretically, that mitzvah is even today. There are some gedolei rishonim, some gedolei achronim, who give explanations why today people are more makel with Ksiva Sefer Torah. Today's a Yechidim have a Sefer Torah. Hamoinam don't have their own Sefer Torah. Right? So there's reasons. One of the two most famous reasons, one is from the Rosh, from the Gedolei Rishonim, and one is from the Shagas Aryeh, from the Gedolei Achronim. The Rosh holds that the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah has to do with learning Torah. Because it says, Kisvu lachem es ha-sefer azois, v'lamdos b'nei Yisrael. So the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is a part and parcel of Limud Torah, Talmud Torah. That's the Rosh Hashita. And therefore the Rosh holds that if you look in Chazal, they used to learn Torah Shebiksav from a Sefer Torah. That's how they learned Torah Shebiksav. They learned it from a Sefer Torah. Till today there are some people in Mava Sedra from a Sefer Torah. They used to learn from a Sefer Torah. So the Rosh says, but today, that most of our learning is from Svarim, so you makayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah with Svarim. So when you go and you buy a Sefer, that's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's a chiddush from the Rosh. That's the Rosh. So that's one approach, and many of the Achronim go along the lines of the Rosh, although the Shulchan Aruch brings down the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And then you have the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh has a chiddush nifla. Chiddush nifla. Shagas Aryeh says, we know that we're not bekiyim b'chaseiros v'yaseiros, which means there's not a perfect mesorah on every vav, the words that are mole or chasa with a vav, without a vav, right? The kri and the ksivs, we're not such pekiyim. And therefore, it's very shaykh that a sefer Torah that we have in our masera may have one extra vav or one vav missing. Zok the shagasari, memeila the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah you can't have. Unbelievable chiddush. I look at the shagasari. So the Orach HaShulchan says, he brings out the Shagasai, the Orach HaShulchan. So Shagasai is right, how do we have tefillin and mezuzahs? Shagasai is right, how do we have tefillin and mezuzahs? We all make a bracha on our tefillin, mezuzahs. Maybe a bracha on the Sefer Torah is less of a kasha. Because on the Sefer Torah, the only reason why we read from a Sefer Torah is it's covered at Tzibor. So you could say, okay, so Lamais, if this is a Sefer Torah, we have it's covered at Tzibor. Covered at Tzibor. But how do we tefillin and mezuzahs? So I always felt that was that taina of the Orach HaShulchan on the Shagas Aryeh. It's not such a stark taina. I was actually surprised at the taina. Because l'chor, one could say that even though Ein Bekiyim B'chseres V'yaseres, that was only in the Sefer Torah. But Pasha's tefillin mezuzahs, which kol dor v'dor, every Jew had tefillin mezuzahs, that the Maser was even more exact. And there isn't the vav chashash of an extra vav or not. Okay, it's true. In Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, we talk a fine halacha that if necheseres v'yeseres, you don't take out another sefer Torah because ain't anoch bekiyim becheseres v'yeseres. But anyway, so those are the two approaches why maybe today there's not such a kapeda. But there is a mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. The melech has that mitzvah, and then he has another mitzvah. The melech has a separate mitzvah that he should have a second sefer Torah. So one sefer Torah, which some of the Gedolei Yisrael used to have hanging on them, they have. I saw now Rav Sternberg Zalig Gezun Zayin has Simchas Torah as a sefer Torah around his neck, a little sefer Torah, something about this big, hanging like this. I got a sefer Torah. So the melech had a sefer Torah that was with him always. Nechnesas for Yitzis Ima, he went with him wherever he went. That was one sefer Torah. And then he had another sefer Torah. Shemunachas loy beveis genozov. In his treasury. So if you went to the king's treasury, we had all of his valuable things, physical possessions, he had over there a sefer Torah. The obvious question is, I understand why the melech has to have a sefer Torah with him always. That makes sense. Makes sense. Maybe the Olam remembers. The Olam remembers the Medrash Rabbah in the Parshas Bechukosai. In Bechukosai Teleichu. You don't have to remember the Medrash. It's okay. You weren't here for this Parshas Bechukosai. In Parshas Bechukosai state, in Bechukosai Teleichu, so the Medrash starts and the Medrash says that this is connects to what David HaMelech. David HaMelech said, in Bechukosai Teleichu, David HaMelech said that Ani Yisi Oimer Eilech L'makom Ploini, for you raglai, my licha zoisi lebatik nesis lebatim midrashas. David HaMelech said, I'm going to go wherever I'm going to go, and my legs took me to the base midrash. As I state in Chazal. Simple reading of Chazal's appeal. It sounds like David HaMelech had an itinerary. Glad that the base midrash wasn't on the itinerary. And the end was, I ended in the base midrash. What? As I state, right? Ani amati eilech l'mokom ploini, I'm going to go over there, I'm going to go there. For you raglas malichas oisi, lebotik, the Tesla brought me to the base midrash. Right? Automatically the car brought me to the base midrash. I wasn't planning on it. It's a pella. How could that be? So the pshat that we gave in Chazal was that David HaMelech was a melech. He had achrayas. He had meetings. He was busy with Tzorchei Am. Right? So he looked at his itinerary and he said, oy vey, I'm not going to. He didn't plan not to go to base midrash. He said, look at my itinerary. I have to go here. I have to go there. And then I realized that wherever I go, I have to take my shulchan aruch with me. Wherever I go is the base midrash. Wherever I go, I'm connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There isn't anything that I could do. There isn't an inflation meeting, which the Gemara Bracha says that Klai Yisrael came to David HaMelech for inflation problems too. Not after inflation, but whatever the economic issues were, they came to him. As I stated in the Gemara Brachas, Klai Yisrael came to David HaMelech. It wasn't just an honorable job. He wasn't like the Lahavdil, the King of England. They came to him, practice. What's going to be? So David HaMelech realized that whatever he's doing, it's also extension of the Beis HaMedrash. That's an extension of David HaMelech. So we understand that the king has to have a Sefer Torah wherever he goes. He has to remember, yes. But why does he have a Sefer Torah in the treasury? What's the point of that? It sounds like from Chazal, that Sefer Torah wasn't used. That was Munachas Beveiz Gnozov. Well, what's the point of that? What's the point of that? I want you to know that this pshat that I came up with many years ago gave me a whole new respect for sometimes the gevirim that have svarim collectors. They have these svarim collectors, some people, wealthy people. They collect alta svarim. They'll collect it. They'll show you this is the third printing of the Neid Behud I have here, you know, with some notes from Mechveis or Menachem Zemba. You know, that's the... And the cynical part of me, Baruch Hashem, I don't have much of that, but there's a little bit. Everybody has a little. I have the 5% cynical of me. Goes, Vos, what are you doing? You have Shaykh HaStanet Debid like I have my Intili. What? What are you doing? Do you ever learn the Neid Debid? Tell me one. Don't show me your. Tell me one Shuvah Neid Debid. Tell me one Svarah from the Neid Debid. Then I'll be impressed. Show me you have the printing. You spent $10,000. You got the big deal. Big deal. But this, what I'm telling you now, gives a chashivas to people that collect svar. That there is a chashivas for that. I'll tell you what I think the idea is. A person could go around and preach and say, this is chashiv, this is chashiv, this is chashiv, right? The shaila is, where's your real chashivas? There was a famous story with a guy, he wanted to be able to, when he's in there, he had an apartment in Belgium. His main house was in Belgium, and he had an apartment in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. He's a wealthy guy. He wanted, when he's in Eretz Israel, he keeps one day. That's what he wanted. There's certain different shittas, what you do in Eretz Israel if you have an apartment in Eretz Israel. Well, three regolim, one regal. This guy came with a shayla. Anyway, so he wanted to know where he... So he went around different gedolim. He was trying to get ahead to the keep one day. So the story is he went to Rav Eliashiv. And he told Rav Eliashiv he has to... So Rav Eliashiv says, after he went through the whole thing, Rav Eliashiv says, okay, Lamaisa. Maisa, where do you have your safe with your cash? This is a guy thinking in diamonds. He had cash. He was a person with some cash. He said, where do you have a safe with cash? So the guy says, proudly, both places. He figured, oh, he got Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv said, okay, says. Rav Eliashiv said, und wo ist da mehr Geld? Where do you have more of the cash? So he looked down, Belgium. Bianca said, okay, 2 days Yom Tov for you. Zwei Tag Yom Tov. What's the pshat? That's your chashivas. Where's your chashivas? Where's your main house? You have $1 million over there cash. Okay, that's your main house. Yeah, where's your main place? The king walks around saying, you see, Sefer Torah, I hold of it, and this and that. What's in your treasury? What do you treasure? Oh, in order for the king to be able to make an impact with the Sefer Torah he walks around with in the street, the little Sefer Torah on his neck, he needs to be able to say, and that's what I have in my treasury. That's what I treasure. That's what I value. If that's what he values, then he could be impacted. The king really, and this is an altazach, this is an old yusoid, that the king used to have it used to be a dual position. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first melech of Klal Yisrael, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech, he had a din of a melech. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech, he was both. He was a melech and a nasi. He was the God Lador, he was the Rabban of the Dor, he's the Rebbe of the Dor, and he was also the king. He was all decked in one. When did that split? So there's a famous medrash in Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas brings down that when the Bnei Tzolofchot came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said that we want to get Yerusha, Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, my children should also get Yerusha. They should Yarsha my position. Bidinu sheyirshu banai. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, no, your children don't get the Yerusha. Yeshua Benun, he's the one that's going to get, he's Kedai, he's Roy to get the next. What's the obvious question? Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the next leadership of Klal Yisrael should go be Yerusha. He didn't think that Yeshua Ben Nun should get it. Yeshua, Moshe knew who Yeshua Ben Nun was. Why did Moshe think that his son should yarish in his position? He knew that he had a Yeshua b'nun. And I always felt that the teretz in this chazal is a simple teretz. That there are two leadership roles. There's the melech and the nasi. There's the melech. The melech is not necessarily the god l'adol. Could be. That's not the melech's job. He's a melech. Right? And then there's Klai Yisrael throughout ages had a nasi, had a god l'adol. Right? Two jobs. Moshe Rabbeinu was both. It was one person. Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Yeshua ben Nun was one person. He was both the Nasi. He was like his Rebbe Moshe. Right? Once it went down after Yeshua ben Nun, it became two positions. Once it went down past Yeshua ben Nun, it became two positions. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that after his Misa, it's already going to be two positions. So he thought Yeshua will be the God L'Ador, and his son will Yash and the Melucha. Bernishim said no. And that explains also why Yeshua ben Nun never got anointed. Because a manigador doesn't get anointed, he gets smicha. Right? A melech gets anointed with a shemen. Yeshua ben Nun never got anointed. With smicha. Why? Because Yeshua ben Nun was still a singular position like Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a hamshach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? In Sefer Shmuel, we learn how it splits. It splits. There was a Shmuel, there was a Shol, it splits. Splits, the position splits. Right? That's the Yisrael. But still the king has to know that he one of his main jobs is to enforce that what the God L'Ador says. And that's why the name of the Sefer is Shmuel. Even though it talks mainly about Shaul HaMelech. Because Shaul HaMelech's job was to enforce what the Navi Shmuel says. And the Mela Malchus Beis David, which continues from that, is weiter in Sefer Shmuel. To establish that the king's, one of the main functions of the king, besides for the Gashmias of Klai Yisrael, is to strengthen and enforce the Ruchnias of Klai Yisrael. And Taka Rambam says in Ilchos Melachim, that the king has to enforce what the Nasi says. That's part of the job of the king, job of the Melech. And maybe that gives us a better understanding, Sai and Sefer Shmuel, Sai why it's called Sefer Shmuel, and Sai why even the beginning of Sefer, what you would think would be part of Sefer Melachim, is also part of Sefer Shmuel. To show you that that's the establishment, Sai Malchei Yisrael, and Sai Malchus Beis David was established in Sefer Shmuel, that that is the king's job, and that's what I'm telling you, that balabas that has the expensive Neid Behuda, that's still a chashivas. That's what he's machshiv, is also a chashivas. Yes, it will be even better if he learns the Neid Behuda. I'm not taking that back. But the fact that he's proud, that the other guy who has the money like him shows off his plane or his yacht, and he shows off his Neid Behuda, das ist echt a gute Sache. Okay, stop here.